you have some time to talk with each other about a little bit maybe?
Porozprávali ste sa so svojím partnerom o nejakých veciach?
If not, I would really encourage you to talk about that when you go home, when you have some time.
Tak určite odporúčam, aby ste mali nejaký čas spolu a porozprávali sa o tom.
Sometimes there's a lot going on in our heads and we don't know what is going on in the other one's head, and that's important.
Lebo niekedy rôzne myšlienky prebiehajú našou hlavou a nevieme, čo sa deje v hlave toho druhého, takže
And now we're going to move on to the subject of sex.
A teraz sa presunieme do tej témy sex.
And before the break, Mel talked about good intent, having goodwill or evil intent, and assuming that about each other.
A pred prestávkou Mel hovoril o tom, že máte dobrý úmysel navzájom s tým druhým.
Well, I have a little personal example of that.
Oh,
aj veľmi osobný príklad toho, čo hovoril.
There have been times, women, maybe you're not this way, but when Mel says to me, wow, you look really good today.
Boli časy, kedy keď Mel povedal, že wow, vyzeráš dnes naozaj výborne.
Okay, and I'm presuming evil intent in that sometimes.
Tak niekedy som si predstavila, že má nedobrý úmysel.
It's not really evil, but
nie je to naozaj zlý úmysel.
I presume that I know just have sex.
Tak som si myslela, že áno, chcel by mať sex.
He's not just saying you look good because you look good, it's because he wants something.
Nie je to preto, že by to hovoril len tak, že vyzeráš dobre, ale že by niečo chcel.
And my response to that can sometimes be negative.
A moja odpoveď na to, alebo moja reakcia môže byť negatívna.
Are we the only ones that experience this? Please tell us we're not.
Jediní, čo to zažívajú, alebo nie sme sami.
You know, we live in a world that is telling us that sex is primarily a physical act.
Žijeme vo svete, ktorý nám predkladá, že sex je v prvom rade fyzický akt.
Is it okay if there's kids in here? Are you guys there? Is that just a young boy?
Yeah, it's Boris. I just want to make sure we're... Just want to make sure.
He's like, I'm out of here.
I just don't want to scare anybody. You might have... Okay. You may have some good discussion when you go home if we don't.
But my sobre discussion que
You go to any grocery store and you see magazines that say how to have a better sex life, how to be more sexually attractive to your mate.
Už aj keď ste v potravinách, tak tam máte časopisy, ktoré hovoria, že ako byť čo najatraktívnejší, ako mať lepší sexuálny život a tak.
And I think that thinking has actually permeated ours.
A myslím si, že tento spôsob myslenia sa veľmi dostal aj do toho nášho spôsobu.
And that's why when my husband is making suggestions,
takže keď môj muž robí také náznaky,
if I'm thinking of sex as primarily something physical, often I'm not ready to participate.
A ak si hneď predpokladám, že sex je niečo v prvom rade fyzické, tak už nie som ochotná sa na tom veľmi podieľať.
But the issue is not learning how to have better sex, it's learning how to make love.
Ale tá otázka je nie ako mať lepší sex ako taký, ale ako mať, ako sa vedieť milovať.
Because what's true is the act of sex was created by God.
Pretože keď si to tak vezmeme, tak ten akt sexu bol vytvorený Bohom.
It's something that he created to mirror his relationship with Christ and the church.
To bol spôsob, akým on odzrkadlil vzťah medzi cirkvou a Kristom.
There is something supernatural and spiritual that happens in the act of sex.
Je niečo aj nadprirodzené, aj prirodzené, čo sa deje pri akte milovania.
And he designed it specifically for us.
Yeah. On to navrhol špeciálne pre nás.
He designed it more than just an act of how to populate the world.
On to navrhol nielen ako akt, ako sa rozmnožiť na zemi.
Yeah, when you read in the Bible it says that God said that the two shall become one flesh.
V Biblii je napísané, že dvaja sa stanú jedným telom.
This is an intimate bonding experience that grows our souls. It's not just a physical thing.
Toto je taká jednotiaca, taká zomkínajúca skúsenosť, ktorá nie je len fyzická.
And God created us so that we could truly know each other in every sense of the word.
A Boh ju stvoril preto, aby sme v skutočnosti poznali seba navzájom v tom pravom zmysle slova.
Physically, yes.
Áno, aj fyzicky.
But also to know what makes each other tick.
Ale aj aby
tick.
Sme sa tak navzájom porozumeli si.
Yeah, right.
Aby sme si porozumeli.
For me to understand his desires and his longings.
Aby som rozumela jeho túžbám, jeho pohnutkám.
To know him body, mind and soul.
Aby som ho poznala mysel, telo, duša.
Do you remember in Genesis where it said that Adam knew his wife?
Viete, ako je v prvej Mojžišovej je napísané, že Adam spoznal svoju ženu.
Does it say that in your Bible?
In Genesis 4:1 that he knew his wife and she conceived.
A spoznal svoju ženu a ona počala.
Now, when we were in Sunday school and we read that as little kids, we kind of giggle.
Keď sme to čítali v besiedke ako malé deti, tak sme sa tak uškrňali.
But the reality is, God wasn't being delicate when he used that word no.
Ale Boh nebol taký príliš opatrný, keď povedal to slovo spoznal.
He was actually being very accurate.
Bol veľmi presný.
Because the word no in Hebrew,
pretože to slovo spoznať, alebo poznať v hebrejčine,
is yada.
Je yada.
And it's the exact same word that David uses when he talks in Psalm 139 about God knowing us inside and out.
To je presne to isté slovo, ktoré David použil v 51. žalme, že Boh nás pozná znútra na vonok.
From our waking to our sleeping.
Kým ráno, kým staneme, až kým ideme spať.
And it was, when David wrote that, it was his expression of this intimate communion with his God where they knew each other intimately.
Keď David toto popisoval, tak tam popisoval v taký veľmi vnútorný a intimný vzťah, že Boh ho skutočne vnútri poznal.
It's not a mistake that same word is used about Adam and Eve knowing each other.
Nie je to asi náhoda, že to isté slovo je použité, že sa poznali Adam a Eva.
God created each of us with a longing for an intimate connection with him.
Boh nás stvoril s túžbou mať intimný vzťah s ním, s Pánom.
And our longing to connect with each other that way is a mirror of what our relationship should be with him.
A naša vzájomná túžba spoznať jeden druhého odzrkadľuje túto túžbu, ktorú máme voči Bohu.
So what we're suggesting is that sex is not just a physical act.
Že to, čo hovoríme, je, že sex nie je len fyzický akt.
That it is a spiritual act.
Že je to duchovný akt.
Okay, that took me
aj duchovný.
A long time to get in my head.
A to mi trvalo nejaký čas, kým som tomu porozumel.
That God designed it for a reason.
Že Boh to tak navrhol z nejakého dôvodu.
The world saying, you just need to feel good. As long as it feels good, then
right.
It's right.
A svet hovorí, že ty sa proste musíš cítiť dobre, a ako náhle sa cítiš dobre, tak to má byť.
The problem is the more you have something, the more you want.
Ale problém je ten, že čím viac niečoho máš, tým viac toho chceš.
And so you can see all the sex industry, all the junk and everything that goes along with it, because people are trying to get a high off of sex.
Takže ako výsledok toho môžeme vidieť celý ten sexuálny priemysel, pretože ľudia toho chcú viac.
But God designed this for intimacy.
Ale Boh to navrhol ako intimnú vec.
And there's something really, really special about that.
A je na tom niečo veľmi špeciálne.
And if we shift our understanding or our understanding of sex being primarily physical to something actually spiritual.
Ak posunieme to naše myslenie o sexe ako o niečom fyzickom na niečo duchovné.
And with God, it's amazing because he doesn't just think of one thing. He thinks of the whole person.
Ale na Bohu je úžasné, že on nemyslí len o jednej veci, on myslí na premýšľa nad celou osobou.
So Amy said, the physical, the spiritual and the mental.
Ako Amy povedala, fyzické, duševné aj mentálne.
And that sex with our spouse can touch in a very intimate, deep way all three of those places.
A sex s našim partnerom sa dotýka všetkých, veľmi intimne všetkých týchto troch oblastí.
Yeah, we read in the Bible that we were created in God's image, right?
V Biblii čítame, že sme boli stvorení na Boží obraz.
And God's triune. There's three parts to him.
A Boh je trojjediný.
And we also have three parts to us.
A my máme tiež tri časti.
The physical, our body.
Fyzickú, naše telo.
The mental, our mind.
Mentálnu, našu mysel.
And the spiritual, our soul.
A duchovnú, našu dušu.
And just like Mel said, sex is involving all three of those parts of us if it's being done the way it should be.
A sex, pokiaľ je robený s takým vedomím, ako má byť, tak zahŕňa všetky tieto tri časti.
Physical is obvious, right?
Tá fyzická je jasná.
But the mind, there's something that happens in us mentally every time we connect this way. We're reaffirming the covenant of our relationship with each other.
Ale v tej mentálnej, za každým, keď na to myslíme, tak si tak potvrdzujeme tú zmluvu, ktorú máme jeden voči druhému.
We're deciding day after day that I am giving myself to and loving this person exclusively.
Tak si pripomíname deň za dňom, že ja som sa odovzdávam a milujem túto, výlučne túto osobu.
And then in the spiritual aspect,
a tá duchovná oblasť,
this area is really unique.
Táto oblasť je veľmi špeciálna.
Because when we are connecting this way, something supernatural happens.
Keď sa spájame týmto spôsobom, tak niečo nadprirodzené sa deje.
It's not something we do alone. God is a part of it.
To nie je niečo, čo robíme my sami, alebo Boh je toho súčasťou.
And when we actively participate in it, we get to be part of this significant supernatural thing that God is doing.
A keď sa toho aktívne zúčastňujeme, tak sme účastní toho, čo tam Boh robí tiež spolu s nami.
I think both of us need to work hard to actively participate in this part.
A myslím, že obaja musíme aktívne sa zúčastňovať.
Because both of us can enter it just from the physical.
Lebo obaja môžeme do tejto situácie vchádzať len z toho fyzického dôvodu.
Or even just the mental.
Alebo len z mentálneho.
But what we really want to be part of is actively participating in this supernatural spiritual union God is creating.
Ale čo chceme spolu tvoriť, je tá duchovná jednota, ktorú Boh chce vytvoriť.
And it only happens in this area of our marriage.
A to sa deje len v tejto oblasti nášho manželstva.
Yeah. In 1 Corinthians 7, 3 through 4.
Prvej Korinťanom 7.
The husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife. And likewise, the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but yields it to her husband. And in the same way, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but yields it to his wife.
Muž nech preukazuje žene povinnú dobroprajnosť a podobne aj žena mužovi. Žena nemá v moci svojho vlastného tela, ale muž. A podobne ani muž nemá v moci svojho vlastného tela, ale žena.
When I read this verse as a young married man,
keď som si čítal tento verš ako mladý ženatý muž,
I was like, yes!
Tak som bol, áno.
It didn't work out the way I thought it would.
Nefungovalo to spôsobom, akým som si myslel, že to bude fungovať.
Because I would say, your body is mine. I would like your body to be with mine.
Pretože ja by som povedal, že tvoje telo je moje, takže ja by som chcel, aby tvoje telo bolo so mnou.
And she would say no.
A ona povie, že nie.
It's not gonna happen.
To sa nestane.
In the car driving down, I was trying to think of an illustration that helps us think about this.
Ako sme sa išli autom, tak som sa snažil rozmýšľať nejakou ilustráciou, ktorá nám to lepšie objasní.
It's true. Amy's body, she's given it to me. I've given mine to her.
A to je pravda, že Amyne telo bolo dané mne a moje telo bolo dané jej.
But in our world today, because of hurt, because of sin, because of unforgiveness,
ale v dnešnom svete kvôli zraneniam, hriechu, neodpusteniu,
even trust issues,
kvôli problémom s dôverou,
it's hard to give something that's precious to you to somebody else and not know if they're going to treat it the way you want it to be treated.
Je ťažké dať niekomu druhému niečo, čo ti je veľmi vzácne, ak nevieš, ako sa o to bude, ako sa o to postará.
Okay, so this illustration, I would say, is more for the guys.
Táto ilustrácia viac je pre mužov.
I think the girls can understand it, but... So, Think of the nicest car that you could never afford.
Rozmýšľam nad najkrajším autom, ktoré si nikdy nemôžeš dovoliť.
Okay, and it's yours.
A je tvoje.
So, while you were single, you bought this amazing car.
Že kým si bol slobodný, tak si si kúpil toto úžasné auto.
It's perfect.
Je dokonalé.
You drive it.
Šoferuješ
ho. You know it. You know the way it feels, the seat feels.
Poznáš ho, vieš, ako, aký je pocit sedieť v sedačke.
When you shift, you know exactly where the clutch needs to be at so that you get it just right.
Keď preradiuješ, vieš presne, kde tá páka sa má pohybovať, aby si to správne preradioval.
How gently you have to touch the brakes and it reacts exactly the way you want it to.
Ako jemne máš tlačiť tie brzdy, aby to reagovalo presne tak, ako chceš.
You drive this around, it's your pride and joy.
Takže jazdí s tým naokolo a je to úžasné potešenie pre teba.
You get married.
Potom sa oženíš.
And your wife likes your car too.
A tvoja žena, jej sa tiež páči tvoje auto.
Okay. But you've seen her drive her Škoda Felicia.
Ale ty si videl, ako šoferuje Škodu Feliciu.
And you're saying, I, you know, everything I have is yours.
A ty hovoríš, OK, všetko, čo je moje, je tvoje.
But I don't want you to drive my car.
Ale nechcem, aby si šoferovala moje auto.
Because it's, you have to know it. You have to know the feel, the smell.
Pretože ty ho musíš poznať, ty musíš mať ten pocit, ten tú vôňu toho.
You can't shift like that.
Ty nemôžeš preradovať takým spôsobom.
And so there's this dilemma, what I have is hers.
Že je tam tá dilema, že to, čo je moje, je aj jej.
But because of how I feel like she's going to treat the car,
ale kvôli tomu, ako ja si myslím, že ona sa o to auto bude starať,
I don't want to fully give it to her.
Nechcem jej to dať úplne.
Like, legally it's hers.
Podľa práva je jej.
But in my heart and my trust of her with the car, it's not hers.
Ale podľa môjho srdca, podľa toho, ako jej dôverujem s tým autom, tak nie je úplne jej.
It's still mine.
Je to stále moje auto.
Everybody understand that illustration?
Všetci ste rozumeli tomu obrazu.
Like, you can feel it.
Viete sa do toho vžiť.
That's actually been my experience in how Amy feels like when I ask her to give her body to me.
A to bolo presne tá skúsenosť, ktorú som mal s Amy, keď som ju požiadal, aby dala svoje telo mne.
Right? So, like, for a guy, you know, when the Bible talks about, you know, my body is not my own, it's hers. I go, take it all, I don't care. You know, take it, you know, it's an old truck, you can do whatever you want to in it.
Pre muža, keď Biblia hovorí, že moje telo je aj tvoje, tak ten muž povie, okay, moje telo je úplne tvoje, môžeš si s ním robiť, čo chceš, je to staré auto.
It's like a tank, you know, it'll go anywhere, do whatever, you just point.
Je to ako tank, ono pôjde všade, kde povieš, len ukáž.
Right? Okay. But when it comes to her giving her body to me, it's more like that car.
Ale keď ide o jej telo, aby ho dala ona mne, tak je to viac ako to vzácne auto.
And because we got married, it's true. The Bible says that that's mine.
A pretože sme sa zobrali, tak Biblia hovorí, a je to pravda, že jej telo je moje.
But as a guy, part of what I have to do is I have to take it, and I have to learn it, and I have to express how much I appreciate and build trust so that she can release the keys to me.
Ale ja ako muž sa musím naučiť a získať ten pocit o nej, aby ona potom bola schopná mi dôverovať a dala mi tie kľúčiky.
And let me drive.
Aby mi dovolila šoferovať.
But like the car illustration, I'm only going to give her keys after I know that she understands all the things that make this car special and unique, and that she feels the same way about the car as I do.
Ale to je ako s tou ilustráciou s autom. Ja jej dám tie kľúčiky až potom, keď si budem istý, že ona porozumela tomu autu a proste mu rozumie.
And so that's a long illustration for guys. If we want our wives to give themselves to us,
to je trošku taká dlhá ilustrácia pre nás mužov, keď chceme, aby naša žena dala svoje telo pre nás.
They have to know that we're about more than just getting the car so we can drive it.
Tak ona musí vedieť, že my chceme nielen kvôli tomu, aby nám dala to auto, aby sme ho mohli šoférovať.
That we appreciate, we love, we feel the same way about her body as she does. That it's a precious thing.
Musí pochopiť, že my o jej tele rozmýšľame rovnako ako ona, že je to vzácna vec, že my si to ceníme.
And even as Mel was talking, you can see that this act of giving ourselves to each other is really an unselfish act.
Ako Mel hovoril, tak sme asi pochopili, že to, o čom hovoríme, je naozaj veľmi nesebecký skutok.
And I have the same opportunity as a woman to be unselfish in the way I think about meeting his needs.
A ja mám tiež príležitosť ako žena tiež byť nesebecká voči jeho potrebám.
Because for a man, his deepest emotional needs are met in that place of sexual giving to each other.
Pretože ako žena som v mužovi videla, že je to jeho akoby jedna z najhlbších emocionálnych potrieb je aj táto potreba.
I can remember as a young woman I served under a pastor and his wife.
Pamätám si, že ako mladá žena som slúžila pod jedným pastorom a jeho ženou.
And the pastor's wife always told me, it's your duty to keep your husband satisfied.
A tá žena mi stále hovorila, že je to tvojou povinnosťou, aby tvoj manžel bol spokojný.
That will keep him from looking in other places.
Pretože tomu zabránia, aby hľadal na iných miestach.
That falls on you.
To je tvoja zodpovednosť.
And so, coming into marriage, I had a very skewed idea of what sex was for me.
Takže keď som vchádzala do manželstva, som mala veľmi takú pokrivenú predstavu o tom, čo to znamená vlastne o sexuálnom živote.
I thought it as a duty.
Považovala som to za povinnosť.
And I could enter into
like a physical duty.
I could enter into it mentally and not really enter into it physically and spiritually. Well, physically, yes, but no, yeah.
Okay.
Bola som ochotná sa podieľať na milovaní, teda aj mentálne, aj fyzicky, ale nebolo to tak celkom úplné.
And I didn't see it as a holy gift that I had the privilege of giving my husband.
Nebrala som to ako, že to je taký celý dar, ktorý môžem ja venovať môjmu manželovi.
That in that place I could touch him in a deep emotional way that made him feel valued and manly.
Že týmto spôsobom sa môžem dotknúť jeho najhlbšej potreby byť ocenený a byť mužný.
I can spend a lot of time planning something special for my kids, like a birthday party.
Vedela som stráviť veľa času nad tým, ako som plánovala napríklad narodeninovú oslavu pre naše deti.
Or a ministry event or a meal at my house. I can spend a lot of time and energy planning that and making it special.
Alebo nejakú udalosť v službe, alebo skrátka nejakú udalosť. A chcela som to spraviť vždy veľmi špeciálnym.
But how often do I spend a lot of time planning a sexual encounter with my husband?
Ale aký dlhý čas som bola schopná stráviť na tým, aby som plánovala sexuálny styk s mojim manželom.
How often do I have the excuses in my head? I'm tired, I've got lots of responsibilities, I don't have time for this.
Koľkokrát som si hovorila výhovorky, že som unavená, nemám chuť a nechto sa mi.
Now hear me say, those are valid and they have an impact on us.
Tie výhovorky sú reálne a majú na nás vplyv.
But what I want to suggest to us as women is sex shouldn't be the last errand on our to-do list that we don't have time.
Ale chcela by som zdôrazniť pre nás ženy, že sex nemá byť tým posledným miestom na našom zozname, ktorý máme urobiť.
When I understand what a gift it is to my husband and how it makes him feel as a man, it should become a priority.
Keď som si uvedomila, akým veľkým je to darom pre môjho manžela, uvedomila som si, že by sa to malo stať mojou prioritou.
And often, when we would fight about sex being too infrequent,
veľmi často, keď sme sa hádali o tom, že máme sex veľmi zriedkavo,
often I thought it was because he just wanted it so much and I didn't.
Tak som si myslela, že je to preto, lebo on ho chcel
It's
tak
true.
Často a jedno.
To je pravda, chcel som ho často.
But when I began to understand the reason for why he wanted it, it changed things for me.
Ale keď som si uvedomila ten dôvod, prečo ho chce, tak to veľa vecí pre mňa zmenilo.
And for a long time, I don't think either one of us understood that.
No.
Myslím, že dlhý čas sme ani jeden z nás tomu nerozumeli.
I like sex. Like, it's an amazing thing. God designed it.
Sex je to úžasná vec a Boh to navrhol.
But we both need to understand that it makes Mel feel valued as a man.
Ale musím povedať, že Mela to aj v ňom to spôsobilo také pocity, že sa cítil byť ocenený.
When he's desired by me, his wife.
A keď ja po ňom túžim ako jeho žena.
I don't know how it is for every guy. But I can speak for myself. When Amy spends time thinking about how she can bless me,
keď Amy stráví ten čas, že rozmýšľa nad tým, ako ma môže požehnať.
She does a million things a day that bless me.
Ona robí milión vecí počas dňa, ktorými ma žehná.
There's one place guaranteed for me.
Ale je jedno miesto, ktoré je garantované pre mňa.
That if she puts any thought toward that for me,
že ak ona na to miesto zamerá svoju myšlienku,
it blesses me the most.
Tak ma to požehná najviac.
And it's not because I want sex all the time.
A nie je to kvôli tomu, že chcem sex neustále.
It's because I know that she's thinking about the most intimate place that we share.
Ale viem, že je to kvôli tomu, že ona rozmýšľa nad tým najintimnejším, na to najintimnejšou oblasťou, ktorú spolu zdieľame.
There's a physicalness that is wonderful.
Je fyzickosť, ktorá je úžasná.
But there's something deeper as a guy that when Amy engages with it more than just physical. When she engages mentally and when she engages spiritually with it, where she's going, this is actually a beautiful gift that I get to give Mel that God designed. It takes it to a completely different level for us.
Keď vidím, že Amy nad tým rozmýšľa, akože je to aj duchovná vec, ktorá môže požehnať mňa, tak to náš vzťah berie do úplne iného level.
Yeah, level.
But there's also something that we as women need for our husbands to understand.
Ale je čas, ktorú potrebujeme my ženy, aby naši manželia rozumeli.
We as women don't compartmentalize.
My ako ženy, my si nerobíme si také chlieviky, také oddelenia.
We feel everything all at once. The responsibilities of our home, the responsibilities of our kids.
Všetko berieme v jednom celku, zodpovednosť za našu domácnosť, za deti.
If something's going wrong over here, it affects absolutely everything.
Niečo zlé sa deje v tejto oblasti, tak to ovplyvňuje úplne všetko.
Yeah. For a guy,
a pre muža,
the whole world could be falling in.
Celý svet môže padať.
And I'm still a go for sex.
A ja stále som za sex.
Yes, I'm ready. Doesn't matter what's happening. Doesn't matter if the kids are screaming, the house is on fire, anytime. Yes.
Nezáleží, čo sa deje, či deti kričia, alebo dom horí, ja som stále pripravený.
And so there's something as a guy that we have to realize that both the man and the woman are built differently.
Ale niečo, čo my muži si musíme uvedomiť, že muži a ženy fungujú inak.
And many times in my immaturity when I was younger, I would approach it based on how I understand. Like, I would approach sex from my world, meaning everything could be collapsing, and I still want that. And I can still focus, and I can still be all there.
Veľmi často, keď som bol mladší, tak...
Sorry.
Translator.
Tak,
môžem?
Tak k tomu pristupoval z toho mužského pohľadu, že aj keby celý svet sa rútil, on tam mohol vždy byť, a takže z toho vlastne do tejto oblasti pristupoval z toho svojho mužského pohľadu.
And if I understand that my wife approaches it differently.
A keď rozumiem tomu, že moja žena k tomu pristupuje inak,
that all circumstances affect the way that she feels about coming to that place.
Že všetky okolnosti ovplyvňujú aj túto jednu oblasť.
It's like coming to church Sunday morning and the kids are screaming, breakfast burnt, the washing machine.
Je to ako keď ráno idete v nedeľu do zboru a deti kričia, dom horí, a tak ďalej.
Washing machine broke, like it just goes on and on. When you get to church, it's easy to worship.
Tak potom keď prídete do zboru, tak Je to ľahké uctievať?
No, it's not.
Nie je.
And in the same way, for us guys, if we understand that about our wives, then that means part of what I have to do, if I want us to be in that special union place, that I have to create space for that.
Tak my muži si musíme uvedomiť, že ak chceme, aby k tej jednote prišlo, tak musíme k tomu urobiť priestor.
Well, and I think some of this is man needing to understand how to meet his wife's non-physical needs.
Jedna časť z toho, čo hovoril, je, že ako muži môžu prijať a pochopiť ženské potreby.
When Mel enters into my world and helps with dinner, or takes care of the kids, or cleans, that's something that he knows that I'm stressed by.
Keď Mel vstúpi do toho môjho sveta a pomôže s niečím v domácnosti, s večerou alebo s niečím, čo treba urobiť.
When I see that Mel is really seeking God and is seeking to lead our family as the godly head of our home.
Keď vidím, ako Mel skutočne hľadá Pána a chce byť takým Božím vodcom v rodine.
When he's stepping into those places in my world, I am much more ready to give myself to him than when he's leading all of that up to me.
Keď on vstúpi takýmto spôsobom do môjho sveta, tak ja o mnoho ľahšie sa mu poddám a nechám ho viesť v tej fyzickej oblasti.
Where the rubber meets the road for me. This rubber. Where is
I'm sorry. Realita bežného dňa.
Yeah. Sorry. It's a bad one. Is when I have worked extremely hard at doing exactly what Amy just said. I've been sensitive, I've vacuumed, I did dishes, I've done everything, and I'm ready for it to be a great evening, and we get to that part and she goes, no, I'm too tired, I don't want to do it.
Vtedy, keď ja som urobil všetko pre Amy ten deň, aby bola spokojná, a potom čakám, že večer mi Amy povie, že nie.
In the past, I think I'm a little better now, but I would get angry.
Ale v minulosti, myslím, že teraz je to lepšie, ale v minulosti ja som sa nahneval.
I did everything that you needed me to do, and now you're denying me.
A ja som urobil všetko, čo si potreboval, a teraz ma odmietaš.
What does that say about my heart?
Čo to hovorí o mojom srdci?
It wasn't about her.
Nebolo to o nej.
It was about me.
Bolo to o mne.
That's been actually my hardest struggle in it is to go, even if we get to that point, my wife is still going to know that I cherish her, that I love her, that I'm gentle and kind with her, even if she, in that moment, after I've done all these things, still doesn't want to do that.
To bolo pre mňa najťažšie, aby moja žena sa cítila milovaná, aj keď mi na konci dňa povie teda nie, napriek tomu, že som ja urobil všetko to, čo som urobil.
I mean, we're coming back to that main principle we talked about earlier, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.
My sa dostávame zase k tomu princípu, čo sme hovorili na začiatku, že sa podávame jeden druhému v bázni v Kristovi.
There is no other relationship that shows our self-centeredness more than our marriage.
Nie je iný vzťah, v ktorom by toto vyčnevalo viacej ako v našom manželstve.
And just going back to Christ and the church, Christ laid down his life for the church and did not consider equality with God something to be held on to.
A presne toto isté je aj vo vzťahu medzi Kristom a cirkvou, že tá kvalita toho vzťahu by mala byť podobná.
Yeah.
By sme mali
And our marriage is supposed to be a reflection of Christ's relationship to the church.
Takže naše manželstvo by malo odrážať tú kvalitu medzi Kristom a cirkvou.
If I'm being really honest, women, being sexually intimate is costly.
Keď som úplne úprimná medzi nami ženami, tak byť sexuálne aktívna je veľmi stojí nás to niečo.
It's a choice and a decision to give myself fully. Even when I don't feel like it physically or emotionally.
Je to rozhodnutie, že sa tomu poddám bez toho, aby som to nevyhnutne cítila aj podľa mojich potrieb.
But it's when I participate with my mind and soul that my husband experiences and feels my love.
Ale keď súhlasím s tým, podávam sa, tak môj manžel potom cíti moju lásku.
I can give him my body.
Môžem mu dať moje telo.
And go through the motions.
A aj prežiť emócie.
But I touch him deeply when I give him my soul and my mind.
Ale naozaj sa hlboko dotýkam, keď do toho zahrniem aj moju myseľ a moju dušu.
And it's a choice.
A je to rozhodnutie.
I can be having fun with Mel.
Môže to byť aj zábavné s Melom.
We could be romantic.
Môžeme mať romantickú náladu.
And I can have the thought.
A môžem aj rozmýšľať.
I forgot to take something out of the freezer for dinner.
Zabudla som niečo vybrať z mrázničky na večeru.
And once that thought is there, it's hard to get rid of it.
A raz, keď tá myšlienka je tam, už sa aj veľmi ťažko zbavím.
But then that thought can lead to, oh, and I need to put these things on my grocery list.
A ešte toto musím ísť dať na môj nákupný zoznam.
And then I could be thinking about, oh, but if I'm going to do this for dinner, I need to get these things.
A potom ešte rozlišujem, a keď toto budem robiť na večeru, ešte tieto veci musím k tomu zohnať.
And then that can lead me a million other places. Is that true, women? Our minds can quickly go down lots of different paths, yeah?
Že je to tak aj s vami, že ako náhle sa pustíte na túto cestu, už to môže ísť milión smermi.
But I have control and I have a choice.
Mm-hmm. Ale ja mám na tým kontrolu a môžem sa rozhodnúť.
And if I'm being honest with you, I always come to a point when we're being intimate where I make a choice to give myself fully.
A ak som s vami úprimná, tak môžem povedať, že prídem na to miesto a rozhodnem sa, že ja odovzdám seba samu úplne.
It's like I come to this deciding line and I choose to step in or to stay out and just engage physically.
Ja prídem do toho bodu rozhodnutia, kde sa môžem rozhodnúť, že pôjdem ďalej a dám sa celá a to nechám len v tej fyzickej rovine.
But when I choose to step across that line and step in and give myself fully,
ale keď prekročím tú hranicu a odovzdám sa celá,
something happens in me.
Tak sa niečo stane aj vo mne.
And I really begin to enjoy and become engaged in what we're doing.
Tak naozaj a ja si to viac vychutnám a naozaj sa zapojím do toho, čo robíme.
Like my guard comes down and I really enjoy both emotionally and mentally and physically the whole act of sex. Yeah.
A potom, keď vlastne spadne táto moja ostraha, tak naozaj si vychutnám to naše milovanie úplne tak do hĺbky.
As a man, if I was thinking about sex purely physical,
muži, keby sme rozmýšľali nad sexom čisto fyzicky,
I wouldn't care what Amy was thinking or like I'm just trying I want sex purely for the physical act and for it to pleasure me.
Keby som nerozmýšľal nad tým, ako sa cíti Amy, ako by som chcel ten sex len kvôli tomu, aby som bol ja potešený.
And so women, this is really critical because when you give yourself fully to your husband,
ženy, toto naozaj kritické, pretože keď dáte svoje telo plne svojmu mužovi,
physically, mentally, spiritually,
fyzicky, mentálne, duchovne,
that's the time when I actually get to serve my wife.
A to je ten čas, kedy ja skutočne mám slúžiť svojej žene.
So if we're in the bedroom and Amy is thinking about the grocery list,
ak sme spálni a Amy vtedy rozmýšľa o svojom nákupnom zozname,
the act tends to be more for me. It's just a physical thing that helps me and I'm great. That's helpful.
Že celý ten akt viacej pomáha mne, je to fyzický akt a pomáha to hlavne mne.
But it cheats both of us out of the opportunity of serving one another. And that something spiritual would happen.
Ono nám to kradne tú príležitosť, aby sme slúžili jeden druhému a niečo duchovné, aby sa mohlo stať.
Does that make sense?
Dáva to zmysel?
I gotta get my thought right here. When we give ourselves to each other and we're able to serve one another in the act of sex,
keď dávame jeden druhému a keď sme schopní a ochotní slúžiť jeden druhému v tomto sexuálnom akte,
there's something that happens spiritually that takes it to a different level.
Niečo sa stane na duchovnej oblasti, ktoré to celú pozdvihne na iný level.
It's the most intimate place in the world.
Je to úplne najintimnejšie miesto na celom svete.
Me, her and God.
Ja a moja žena a Boh.
There is nothing that can hide.
Nie je nič, čo môže byť skryté.
If Amy and I are if we're in that place and there's unforgiveness,
ak sme na tom mieste a je tam neodpustenie,
do you think that we would be able to tell if there's unforgiveness?
Myslíte, že viete rozoznať, či je tam neodpustenie?
Yeah.
Áno.
Because one of us isn't giving fully to the other person.
A pretože jeden z nás nedáva úplne tomu druhému.
I don't know how it is for you, but when she starts thinking about the grocery list, I know immediately.
Neviem, ako je to u vás, ale keď Amy začne premýšľať o nákupnom zozname, tak ja o tom viem okamžite.
She's not here with us.
Ona
she's someplace else.
Ona nie je tu s nami, ona je na nejakom inom mieste.
Her body's there, but her mind isn't.
Jej telo je tu, ale jej mysel je inde.
I say more.
Well, one thing I want to say that I think is important for all of us to understand that's different about us is men make love to feel loved.
Jedna vec, ktorú by sme mali porozumieť, že muži sa milujú preto, aby sa cítili byť milovaní.
I'm going to say it again. Men make love to feel loved.
A že potrebujú sa milovať, aby sa cítili milovaní.
Women need to feel loved to make love.
A ženy sa potrebujú najprv cítiť byť milované, aby sa mohli milovať.
Big problem.
Do you hear that, men? And that women feel loved in many different ways, not just physically.
A ženy sa cítia byť milované aj viacerými spôsobmi, nielen fyzicky.
There are times when I'm frustrated with Mel or frustrated with my circumstances and Mel says, you just need sex.
Niekedy hovorím, alebo niekedy som frustrovaná z mojej okolnosti alebo z Mela a Mel povie, že ty by si ale potreboval sa
It's the answer to everything.
Odpoveď na všetko.
And in a man's book, yeah, it is the answer to everything.
First place to go.
Je to tak.
But for a woman it's different.
Ale pre ženy je to inak.
And when Mel helps me, when he does things that make me feel loved, I want to make love to him.
A keď Mel robí veci, ktoré spôsobujú, že sa cíti milovaná, tak sa ja aj chcem milovať.
Men, there is nothing more attractive than a husband who is seeking God.
Nie je nič atraktívnejšie ako muž, ktorý hľadá Pána.
When I see my husband in the morning having his quiet time and seeking God and pursuing knowing him, he becomes so much more attractive to me.
Keď vidím, ako sa môj manžel ráno modlí a má svoje stíšenie, tak je o toľko viac atraktívnejšie pre mňa.
Because I know that you're leading me spiritually and
I
trust you more.
Pretože ja viem, že ma duchovne vedie a ja mu dôverujem viac.
When my husband engages with our kids and pursues them and counsels them and walks with them, he becomes much more attractive to me.
Keď manžel trávi čas s našimi deťmi a radí im, usmerňuje ich, tak je pre mňa o mnoho viac atraktívny.
Mel's done really good at becoming a student of me, his wife. He studies me.
Mel sa stáva veľmi dobrý študent mňa samotnej, lebo on nás študuje.
He knows what makes me frustrated. He knows how to help come alongside me and take those pressures off me.
On vie, čo ma frustruje, čo sa mi nepáči, a vie, ako prísť ku mne, ako mi pomôcť tými vecami.
It's taken years of learning and studying.
Trvalo to roky učenia sa a študovania.
But when he loves me that way, I want to make love to him.
Ale keď on ma miluje týmto spôsobom, tak ja sa chcem s ním milovať fyzicky.
But we're built differently.
Ale my sme inak postavení.
And so sometimes there's a decision or a choice that we make to lay ourselves down.
A niekedy príde ten moment, kedy sa rozhodneme, že sa podáme.
And love each other the way the other one needs to be loved.
A milujeme toho druhého presne tým spôsobom, akým potrebuje byť milovaný.
I wonder if a different word is better than lay ourselves down, because that feels like it's I'm kind of giving up to the other. It's more I give myself to.
Yeah.
Right?
Rozmýšľam, že či je tam lepšie slovo pre to, ako že podkladám.
Že je lepšie sa odovzdať.
Je lepšie sa odovzdať.
And so sometimes I feel like, well, if we're not connected emotionally, intellectually and spiritually, then physically I can't give myself to you.
Can you not?
Yeah, I sometimes I think that.
Niekedy si myslím, že keď nie som toto zainteresovaná emocionálne a duševne, duchovne, tak nemôžem sa ani fyzicky.
But one thing that's true is physical intimacy sets the stage for connecting in those ways as well.
Ale je pravda, že fyzická intimita nastavuje to tú pôdu preto, aby sa ostatné veci zapojili tiež.
And we sometimes put it in reverse.
Mm-hmm. A niekedy to dávame naopak.
I say I have to have all these conditions and then I can met and then I can give myself to you.
Musia byť všetky tieto podmienky splnené a potom ja sa môžem odovzdať.
But what's true is making love aligns our hearts.
Ale čo je pravda, že keď sa milujeme, tak to spája naše srdcie.
When we're choosing to give ourselves fully to each other.
Keď sa rozhodneme navzájom sa seba úplne odovzdať.
I can remember very specifically a time when Mel and I were sitting in the kitchen of the woman who was my mentor.
Pamätám si veľmi jednu situáciu, keď sme sedeli v kuchyni jednej ženy, ktorá bola moja mentorka.
She was this godly woman that I had gone to for advice for many years.
To bola to jedna veľká božia žena, ku ktorej som chodila poradu po mnoho rokov.
And we never talked about sex or anything like that. She was like, she felt too holy to me.
A nikdy sme sa nerozprávali o sexe, lebo sa mi zdala byť príliš svätá.
But Mel and I were we were getting ready to teach at a Bible study that was in her home and we were kind of arguing with each other.
A práve sme sa chystali na jednu biblickú štúdiu, ktorá bola u nej doma a boli sme nahnevaní na seba.
You were angry? You know how you can argue with each other kind of in front of people and it's underneath and it's, you're trying to be subtle about it but it's clear that there's tension.
Viete si predstaviť takú situáciu, kedy navzájom sa akože hádate pred niekým cudzím a snažíte sa, aby to bolo len také jemné, aby si to ten druhý nevšimol?
And Nancy turned around and looked at us and she said, you two need to make love.
A táto Nancy sa ako nám otočila a hovorila, vy dvaja by ste sa mali milovať.
And it totally took me off guard.
A to ma úplne zastihlo nepripravenú.
But what she explained to us both is, you think you need to get this worked out before you can do that? That doing the having sex is going to help you get this worked out.
To Nancy vlastne povedala, že aby ste mohli robiť nejaké veci spolu, tak musíte si to najprv urovnať a toto je práve ten spôsob, akým to urobiť.
Sometimes it's the starting place when we don't have words.
Niekedy na to nenachádzam slovo.
God has given it to us as a gift, a place where we can get our hearts aligned. When we're choosing to give each other ourselves.
Toto je miesto, v ktorom sa môžeme zjednotiť, keď sa rozhodneme navzájom sa jeden druhému odovzdať.
And in that place our minds can meet and we can totally connect.
A na tom mieste sa spojia aj naše mysle a my obaja sa spojíme.
One of the things that I wanted to say too is for Amy and I have been caught in, it's another phrase, catch 22.
Jedna z vecí, ktoré som chcel hovoriť, že my dva sme boli prichytení v takej situácii.
Rozumíte? Okay. And the cycle is Amy wants me to think and to create space, so I'm watching what she needs and I'm vacuuming or I'm doing dishes and all that. And we get to the evening and her comment is, you're only doing that so you can get sex.
A ten kruh tam bol vytvorený taký, že Amy pozerovala, ako ja sa snažím všetky tie veci pre ňu robiť. A potom večer ona mi povie, že ty to robíš len preto, aby sme mali sex.
Yes, that's true.
Áno, to je pravda.
But it's not fully true.
Ale nie úplne.
Because what I'm looking for is that intimacy with her.
Pretože to, čo chcem, je mať s ňou tú intimitu.
And we kind of have a running joke.
A my máme medzi sebou taký svoj vtip.
I'm ready for sex anytime that she's ready for sex.
A ja som pripravený na sex, kedykoľvek ona je pripravená na sex.
I'll do anything for it.
Ja urobím všetko pre to.
I know. I'll do anything for it, right? But what I want most of all is the intimacy with my wife.
Ale to, čo najviac chcem, je mať tú intimnosť so svojou ženou.
Because in that place, Amy said before, I feel most like a man. I feel like the person that she wants, the person that she married, she chose me.
Pretože na tom mieste sa najviac cítim ako muž, cítim sa ako ten, ktorého si ona vybrala a zobrala.
And when Mal is giving himself to me in the way he should be,
a keď Mal mi dáva sám seba tým spôsobom, akým by mal,
in that place of intimacy I feel the most safe, the most accepted and loved and cherished.
Tak v tom mieste sa cítim ja najviac prijatá, akceptovaná, ohodnotená.
I don't feel criticized.
Necítim sa byť kritizovaná.
I feel delighted in.
Som, vidím, že vytváram potešenie.
Like I'm his prize.
A ja som jeho ocenenie.
There have been plenty of times where I think it's unusual, but I think it's important.
Bolo veľa takých časov, myslím, že nie je to neobyčajné, nie je to obvyklé, ale je to dôležité.
Amy talked about that sex can actually be the start of engaging in that deep intimacy for a woman, instead of it being the end of it.
Amy hovorila, že sex môže byť začiatkom tej intimity, a namiesto toho, aby to bolo až na to záverom toho.
But it's really an interesting thing when you start to be Adam and Eve, when they sinned, what's the first thing that they did?
Adam a Eva, keď oni hrešili, tak čo je prvá vec, ktorú urobili?
Yeah. They got fig leaves and put it over private parts.
Dali si figové lístky na svoje súkromné časti, privátne časti.
I still don't understand that. How did they know that was anything to be ashamed about?
Doteraz nechápem, ako prišli na to, že to je niečo, za čo by sa mali hanbiť.
And when we go to this place, it's really a sacred place where we are being the most vulnerable that we are with anybody in the world, and we're taking off our clothes and we're standing in front of each other.
My keď ideme na to miesto, tak sme na mieste, kde sme najviac zraniteľní, kde dáme dole svoje šaty.
And there have been plenty of times where we've started that process.
Bolo veľa takých príkladov, kedy sme začali ten proces.
And we both understand that there's obstacles in the way.
A my sme obaja rozumeli tomu, že je tam nejaká prekážka.
There's sin or unforgiveness or something.
Je tam hriech, alebo neodpustenie, alebo zranenie.
And we take care of it right there.
A my sme sa o to postarali priamo tam.
It's kind of a sanctuary. It's kind of a holy place.
Je to ako svätyňa, je to ako sväté miesto.
Sex isn't a dirty thing that I just get my pleasure out of.
Sex nie je nejaká zlá vec alebo špinavá vec, z ktorej získam potešenie.
It's this holy place that God designed that two of us become one, and spiritually our intimacy, our who we are.
Je to vec, ktorú Boh navrhol ako svätú vec, v ktorej sme my dvaja vo svojej najväčšej intimnosti.
Is in a place where we can't hide it from the other.
A kedy sa nemôžeme skryť jeden od druhého.
Does that make sense?
Dáva to zmysel?
So one of the things that we want to leave with you is that this is an incredible gift that God has designed for our marriage.
Jedna vec, ktorú chceme, aby ste si zapamätali, je, že Boh nám dal sex ako jeden úžasný dar pre naše manželstvo.
And he's prepared it for you.
On to pripravil pre vás.
I would tend to take it home and say, well, let's try it all the time.
Ja by som mal tendenciu prísť domov a povedal, že okay, skúšame to stále.
I'm not sure that that's helpful for Amy.
A neviem, či by to bolo nápomocné pre Amy.
But I do think, as guys, as we're sensitive to the situation, that if we're not thinking about sex primarily as physical, but that it engages the wholeness of us.
Myslím, že my ako muži máme byť citliví a nepozerať sa na sex len ako na fyzickú vec, ale ako na niečo, ako na čo vytvára nás ako celok.
That my heart is more about knowing my wife than it is about physical pleasure for myself.
A že moje srdce je nastavené tak, že ja chcem viac poznať svoju ženu, ako mať tú fyzickú radosť vo sexu.
And that should be true whether she gives herself physically to me or not. That's always where my heart's at.
A to by malo byť pravda, či ona dá svoje telo mne, alebo ho nedá.
And one last important thing, and I think it goes for everybody. If you want to kill your intimacy,
jedna posledná vec, myslím, že to platí pre každého, a ak chcete zabiť svoju intimitu,
or damage it severely,
alebo ju veľmi poškodiť,
it's when you try to fulfill it outside of your marriage.
Je to niečo ako keď sa vtedy, keď sa snažíš naplniť tú potrebu mimo manželstva.
So whether that's physically with somebody else,
či je to už fyzicky s niekým iným,
or if it's looking at something else,
alebo či je to keď sa pozeráš na niečo,
or reading something else,
alebo čítaš niečo,
where you're giving your mind, you're giving part of that sacred place to something other than your spouse.
Keď dávaš to sväté miesto niekomu alebo niečomu inému ako svojmu partnerovi.
Does that make sense?
Dáva to
zmysel. So pornography, affairs,
pornografia, poviedky, romány.
And I even think that it's for either. I think there are affairs, emotional affairs that happen that nothing physical has happened, but you're giving yourself emotionally to another person that's not your spouse.
Myslím, že existuje aj emocionálna nevera, kedy dávaš svoju mysel niekomu inému ako svojmu partnerovi.
I hope that over the next week or so that you and your spouse can talk about these things.
Dúfam, že počas ďalších týždňov vy dvaja spolu môžete o týchto veciach hovoriť.
And the best thing that you can do is be with one another and ask for forgiveness, make the slate clean.
A najlepšia vec, ktorú môžeš urobiť, je rozprávať sa o tom, odpustiť si a urobiť ten štít, tanier čistý.
Because what's true is we both fail each other in this area.
Keď sme voči sebe úprimní, tak obaja zlyhávame v tejto oblasti.
In the area of sex, yeah. And we're always learning how to get better and be closer.
Vždy sa učíme, ako byť lepší, ako si byť bližší.
But I think the problem comes when we expect that the other one is going to change without talking about it.
Ale je problém, keď si myslíme, že ten druhý sa zmení, bez toho, aby sme sa o tom rozprávali.
And that takes being really vulnerable to be willing to talk about these things.
A to vyzerá, že je to veľmi také zraniteľné miesto, keď o tom sa rozprávame.
But there have been, I can remember very clearly an early place in our marriage.
Pamätám si veľmi jasne, bolo to veľmi skoro v našom manželstve.
And Mal realized the place he had been failing me by not I came from a broken home. I'll say this really quickly.
Ešte inak to poviem, pochádzam z rozvrátenej rodiny.
And I had a really broken relationship with my dad.
A mala som nie dobrý vzťah s mojim otcom.
And it caused me a lot of pain for a lot of years.
A veľmi dlho a veľmi dlhé roky ma to bolelo.
And it impacted our relationship often.
A tiež to často zraňovalo aj náš vzťah.
And Mel just kept telling me, you gotta get this fixed.
A Mel mi často hovoril, že musíš si toto dať do poriadku.
You shouldn't be feeling this way.
Nemala by si sa takto cítiť.
And I knew that.
A ja som to vedela.
But I couldn't.
Ale nemohla som to zmeniť.
And something significant changed when he said to me, I've been sinning against you.
A niečo sa veľmi zmenilo, keď on mi povedal, že ja som voči tebe hrešil.
We were at a marriage conference.
Boli sme na manželskej konferencii.
And the speaker talked about rejoicing with people who rejoice and mourning with people who mourn.
A ten rečník hovoril, že máme plakať s plačúcimi a radovať s radujúcimi.
And Mel realized he'd been trying to fix my situation, but he hadn't just entered into my pain with me. Like he hadn't mourned with me over my grief and my dad.
A Mel si tak uvedomil, že on nevstúpil so mnou do tej vec, čo som ja riešila, neoplakával so mnou, neriešil to so mnou.
And he actually asked me to forgive him for not mourning with me over that.
A on sa mi ospravedlnil za to, že so mnou nesmútil v tej situácii.
And it set something free between us.
A niečo sa oslobodilo medzi nami.
And step by step, God continues to take us even deeper with each other.
A krok za krokom Boh z nás môže viesť ešte k hlbšiemu vzťahu medzi nami.
As we acknowledge where we've sinned against each other and failed each other and ask forgiveness.
Keď si uvedomíme, kde sme navzájom voči sebe zhrešili alebo sme zlyhali a môžeme si odpustiť.
Believe me, us standing up here talking is a miracle.
To, že ja tu stojím teraz a hovorím o tom, je zázrak.
We've failed each other many times.
Pretože sme sa navzájom sklamali veľa častokrát.
But the best thing that we have ever done is to continue to step deeper into forgiving and asking for forgiveness.
A to najlepšie, čo sme mohli urobiť, že sme sa viacej sme kráčali smerom k odpusteniu a k uzdraveniu.
So take some time this week.
Takže zoberte si nejaký čas počas tohto týždňa.
And be courageous enough to ask your spouse.
A buďte odvážni a požiadajte svojho partnera.
What's something I need to change or what do I need, where have I failed you?
Opýtať sa, kde som zlyhal, kde som voči tebe zhrešil.
And listen without defending yourself.
A počúvajte bez toho, aby ste sa obraňovali.
And then be willing to ask for forgiveness for those things.
A buďte ochotní požiadať o odpustenie v týchto konkrétnych veciach.
Because the whole thing is about we are submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ.
Pretože tá celá vec je o tom, že my sa podávame jeden druhému kvôli bázni voči Bohu.
Not my way, not her way, but his.
Nie moja cesta, nie jej cesta, ale ja.
Yeah, because of what he's done for us.
A preto, čo on urobil pre nás.
Can I pray for him?
Môžem sa modliť? Môžem sa modliť za vás?
Father, thank you for this time together. It's gone really quickly.
Bože, ďakujem ti za tento čas, ktorý máme spolu, prešiel veľmi rýchlo.
Lord, we know that this is an area that Satan loves to attack.
Otče, my vieme, že toto je oblasť, na ktorú Satan rád útočí.
He does not want any picture of forgiveness and sacrifice to be shown.
On nechce, aby bol ukázaný ten obrázok odpustenia a obetovania.
He wants people to only act on their own behalf.
On chce, aby ľudia fungovali len kvôli sebe.
To think of all the rights that they have.
Aby rozmýšľali nad všetkými právami, ktoré majú.
And why the other people have broken their rights.
Ako ten druhý porušil tie ich práva.
Jesus, we just ask that you would through your spirit give us a humble heart.
Ježišu, my ťa prosíme, aby si nám cez svojho ducha dal pokorné srdce.
That we would not be prideful.
Aby sme neboli pyšní.
That we would ask for forgiveness for the things that we've wronged our spouse in.
Aby sme žiadali odpustenie, v ktorých sme zlyhali.
And Lord, I don't know why this is the hardest part, but we need your Spirit's power to help us to do this.
Neviem prečo, Bože, je to najťažšia vec, ale veľmi potrebujeme tvoju pomoc v tejto oblasti.
And as we forgive, that we never hold it against our spouse anymore.
Ako odpustíme svojmu partnerovi, tak aby sme to už nikdy voči nemu nedržali.
That we think the best of our partner.
Aby sme mysleli najlepšie o svojom partnerovi.
Jesus, we love you and we're so thankful for the way that you have designed us.
Ježišu, my ťa milujeme a sme ti veľmi vďační za spôsob, akým si nás stvoril, navrhol.
And I pray for this church and for the couples in this church.
Prosím za tento zbor, za páry v tomto zbore.
That they would experience that holy, holy place.
Aby zažili to sväté, sväté miesto.
That you've designed in our marriage.
A ktoré si navrhol pre naše manželstvo.
That as they are one in that place, that they see just what an amazing God you are.
A keď budú jedno na tom mieste, tak aby videli, aký úžasný Boh si ty.
Amen.